Today, the State Department of Education is formally submitting its request to the federal government for a waiver from the No Child Left Behind law. The state's request in full is 96 pages long. It's a complete document. But NHPR Sam Evans Brown has read the whole thing, and he's here to tell us what he found. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Brady.
Well, first, what does getting a waiver from No Child Left Behind actually mean?
The waiver process was introduced last year after Congress failed to reauthorize No Child Left Behind. Basically, states are allowed to introduce their own plan for how to improve education within their borders. And if that plan passes federal muster under the guidelines that the feds have laid out, then states are off the hook for some of the most unpopular pieces of No Child Left Behind. So we're talking about adequate yearly progress. This is the idea that 100% of students will have to perform at grade level by 2014. That'll be gone, and along with that, the penalties that schools would face for not reaching those goals, which many now see as unattainable. So far, 32 states have been granted these waivers, and only two that have applied haven't gotten them, one of them being our neighbor Vermont. The reason was there was a requirement that student test scores be used as part of the measure for teacher effectiveness.
So this waiver would give the state flexibility, but what about at the school or the school district level? Would this lead to changes in standards, curricula, classroom activity, or is it just all about how states measure the progress of the students in the classes?
So there definitely are changes coming down the pike that students will see in the classes, but many of them were coming regardless of whether or not the state applied for this waiver. For example, one of the requirements is the state adopt college or career-ready standards. And New Hampshire's going to satisfy that by adopting what's called the Common Core Standards. But that's something that the state did back in 2010, and 45 other states have already done this as well. So while it allows them to check off that box in the waiver application, it's not something that wouldn't happen if the waiver weren't around. So what the waiver process really has done is it's required the State Department of Education to really lay out a roadmap and a timeline for how this implementation is all going to occur in one document.
And what is that timeline then?
So schools are going to have to start changing over to the new standards this year. With that change is going to come a change in standardized testing as well. The state will stop doing NECAP tests for the last time next fall, and it'll start transitioning to what's called the Smarter Balanced Test. This is a test that was developed to receive Race to the Top dollars from the Obama administration. So these tests are still being developed, and the buzz around them is that they won't be just fill in the blank. They'll also feature more open-ended questions, and kids will take them on computers. After a pilot of that, next year the state will fully transition to using these tests in the spring of 2015.
Any other changes we should know about that might come from this waiver?
So probably the biggest change is the fact that the guillotine is no longer hanging over the heads of underperforming schools. The new approach is that once we use the test to identify which are the bottom 15% of our schools, we then target them for improvement. Schools will have turnaround coaches, they'll have targeted professional development, and while there are more controversial measures like replacing principals and teachers, those are still on the table. The Department of Education has made it clear that it's going to try to focus on finding local solutions to poor performance.
Now, we should say all of this is assuming New Hampshire gets the waiver that they're requesting. Is it fair to assume that?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, part of the reason we didn't originally try to get the waiver is because of the state's tradition of local control. It's not very popular to hand down decrees from the State Department of Education to the local schools. So one of the requirements of the waiver system is that we're supposed to implement a teacher evaluation system. It is required in New Hampshire that each school develop its own evaluation system, but they're allowed to do so however they see fit. Now, under the waiver, New Hampshire did develop its own model system, but schools aren't required to use it. There are other states like Colorado and Utah that have optional systems, but they have more rules than us over what is or is not acceptable. And so we can't really say for sure whether the feds are going to give us a yay or a nay.
But when they do, we'll check back in with you. Thanks, Sam.
No problem, Brady.
NHPR's Sam Evans Brown. You can find more of his coverage on the state's request for a waiver on the No Child Left Behind Act at our website, nhpr.org.